Let's talk about resistance. I want to talk about what it is in the context of being a songwriter, in the context of being someone who's creative, how it can show up in our lives. And most importantly, I think what we can do to give ourselves the best chance to fight it. And I heard some wonderful things that Seth Godin was talking about. I'm obviously going to talk about the war of art. You can't talk about resistance without talking about Stephen Pressfield and the war of art. I want to talk about Ryan Kelly Flanders, or Orion Kelly, as you guys might know him as. There's a few things I want to cover. And before we do so, this very podcast, this set of frequencies and vibrations that you're listening to right now is my own struggle, challenge, and also reward of fighting resistance. Even before I recorded this podcast today, I saw in my calendar that I was going to talk about this. I knew I was going to talk about this, and I was trying to collect things that I wanted to add to this. But ever since I put it in my calendar, right, the resistance starts to build, the fear starts to build and rumble. And I heard of it as kind of the dragon. Again, it's quite a kind of mythological or fable-like way of portraying it, but very much it is that. And it's hard to explain, but when I know I've got to do a podcast episode, I know I want to bring my best self. I know I want to bring some context, some stories, something practical, because I know that this can help people. And I know that it helps people in the same way that it helps me. As I was leading up to recording this morning, I was going through some messages with clients. I was going through some messages with people that I work with, some kind of family stuff, some friend stuff as well. But it's all, in a way, resistance. Anything that I did before I did this today, the hard thing I want to do, the most difficult thing I do each week, each day, or whenever I do these, everything that isn't recording a podcast and watching this red line tick away in front of me and think, wow, these people must think I'm useless. Is anyone listening to this? Is this even helpful? All of these things form the dragon, form the resistance, form the thing that stop you doing what you've told yourself you want to do. So this very podcast is my battle against resistance, as well as those battles I go through when I'm writing songs, when I'm in between writing songs, when I'm in between doing anything that isn't the thing I've told myself that I need to do. And as far as my own missions, for an example, it's coaching people, doing this podcast, and writing with artists that I'm excited to be in collaboration with, to produce, to write, to mentor, to coach. All of these things wrap into one. But very much the resistance for me is this, coming and talking about what I'm doing, standing behind what I want to say. And Seth Godin is a fantastic thinker. And I think that would probably be the way that he would want to be described, known for marketing, known for all sorts of things. But I was listening to Seth Godin talk to Tim Ferriss, and he said, while again referencing the war of art and laughing in a similar way to myself as to his introduction to the book, and I'm going to tell a little story about that in just a moment, but he said that resistance is this thing where you have you have the fear, and you sit with the change that you want to make in the world, the change you want to bring. And that's exactly how it is. And I think it's the idea that we never get past resistance. It's never done. I think it will always be there if we are creative people, if we are pursuing something rewarding, difficult, challenging. That change that Seth Godin talked about, the thing that we want to do. And for me, sitting in front of this microphone and my computer today is me facing the resistance. It doesn't necessarily feel good yet because I'm still in it. I still know I need to deliver some value. I still want to bring up 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 things as a part of this episode, but starting to take bites out of that fear, that resistance, that dragon. Again, if you want to think about resistance in this way, it's very simply, what are you trying to do? What do you know you want to achieve? What is the change you want to bring about by doing that? And what is stopping you from doing those things? And even more simply, the fear versus the change, or the fear versus the work. And you hear people, I'm a huge fan of Ryan Holiday as well. Thanks to Grace Jackson for putting me consciously, making him someone I'm aware of, to be honest, because I think I'd heard his work and I was aware of it kind of being in that world of stoicism and the philosophy that I love and really tried to invest in a couple of years ago. But Grace was someone who really kicked me in that direction. And Ryan Holiday talks about resistance as well, talks about beating that. And the way that he does it in a similar way actually to Seth Godin is they both write something every single day that is posted and shared with the world. So in the sense of the Daily Stoic, it's exactly that. The Daily Stoic's an email list as well as his books and content, which I highly recommend. And I absolutely love his work. And Seth Godin writes his blog every single day. And that is their own personal battle with resistance. But again, look at what they're able to do is they take the fear every day and they overcome it by working on the thing that they want to be known for. That to me is the epitome of resistance and the beautiful thing that I think you have to accept if you want to do creative work, if you want to do something meaningful. And even to be honest, it's sad that even if you don't want to do it, you're going to have resistance going to that job maybe that you don't want to do. You still have resistance before you go there. So resistance is always there. But if we're talking about it in the context of creativity, I want to focus back on that idea of the dragon, the fear, the thing you're always going to sit with. And again, I've talked about the six before. The six are things that you can do to give yourself the best chance to be in a position to want to take on this dragon every single day. And there's something in common with the six as there is to resistance, is that every single day that you beat it, every single day that you take it down, every single day that you do well and look after yourself in the case of the six, for better or for worse, it's going to be back tomorrow. That challenge is going to start again. That thing is going to grow back and be facing you the next day. So what does that mean? Does that mean you give up? Does that mean that there's no point in doing anything? Well, if that's what you want to believe, then there is so much evidence out there that that is what you can believe, right? So many people give up. So many people stop. But really think about it. If there's going to be resistance, if there's going to be this dragon knocking on your window every single day, and everyone's is slightly different. As I said, mine is often procrastination. Even before I pressed play on this episode, I was writing my notes, but kind of fiddling with the paper. When I worked out this morning, I was kind of dragging my feet because I knew I'd have to get to this. And then even when I was recording this, I was going, well, are all the audio set up properly? I kind of let the red line, the recording go for a bit and think, oh, well, what do I want to say? Do I feel ready? All of this is resistance. Even the way I set up my microphone is like, oh, I've got a coaster and then I've got a notebook and I've got my little, you know, workout ring and then the mic's leaning this way. You know, is that the best? It's all resistance. So again, if we take the idea that resistance is going to be there no matter what you choose to do, is the thing that you're doing worth fighting every single day for it? And maybe that's an existential question that Stephen Bartlett can answer for you on his podcast, or all of the fantastic thinkers and movers and shakers that are out there. But I just want to talk about resistance as a creative. And as I said, the very example of me doing this is me overcoming mine. And you guys listening to this will have your own versions of this. Is it a song you're currently stuck on? Is it an album you're putting together? Is it a live performance? Is it a conversation even with someone that you work with? You think, oh, I don't want to do that. Is it working on your own forms of content? Because there are so many and there's such a demand and it's such a drain for us to kind of be out there and serve this thing that's growing and growing. And putting your own content out into the world is scary. I am currently going through that experience as we do this, and I'll feel a hell of a lot better whether people listen to it or not when this episode is over, because I've stood up, I've said what I want to do. I want to talk about this today and I want to do it in this medium and this podcast. And what does that podcast mean to me? Well, it's this, 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 and this. I've said that to myself. And if anything, that is what rumbles in your subconscious. That is the fear. That is the dragon, is that I know this means something to me. I know this is a message I want to get across. I know this is something I want people to have. I want this to reach people. And that's the difficulty. That is the resistance in a nutshell. And even for me, I find these things difficult because, and again, I'm talking me because I don't have you guys with me. Otherwise, I would do my best to kind of couch it in your story. But for me, it's difficult because this podcast to me is kind of like accountability. Started it all those years ago with Callum, and now Emily's along for the ride. Tiki's part of it. And every single person that I've spoken to, and if anything, it only makes it harder when I find it more and more meaningful, when it reaches more and more people, when I put another episode, another brick into that wall, the resistance in some ways can grow bigger. It's not necessarily easier to overcome. Sometimes the fear can be bigger, but you get to know that you can do it. Maybe that's the best way to explain it, is it doesn't necessarily get easier. doesn't always get harder. It's not just to say that it will always get harder, because that's self-defeating. But I know that when I come to record an episode, for example, you can talk about songs, or even when I write songs to suppliers, is that I've done this before, a measured, public, considerable amount of times. I have got over this problem, this issue of, is this episode worth it? Am I saying the right things? Are there enough stories? Is this practical enough? Is this person going to think this? Is this person going to think that? Because I have the benefit and the pleasure, to be honest, the privilege of having spoken to you guys. I've met a number of people all over the world, which is the crazy thing. So I know that this is a thing. Can't delude myself to say that it doesn't matter, because it matters to me, right? So I have to think, well, I've done this before. It's not necessarily easier every time. Every time I come on and record this, but I know I've done it before. So that can even be one of the first things you think about resistance is, if you've never written a song in your life, that might be difficult to start writing songs, but it's not insurmountable. It's not impossible. But if you have written a song before, if you have done a podcast episode before, if you have done a workout before, if you have written a chapter for your book before, you can do it again. You have to remember that. And it's not always easy to remember that, but that is the battle. That is the fear that sits with you. And as we've kind of talked about, there's you, there's the fear, the resistance, and the change that you want to make. That can also be the work. So that's my first kind of stab at resistance as an overall thing. And I want to talk about briefly the war of art. It's right behind me on this bookshelf. And I was in Australia in 2023, around February time, and I was wandering through Carlton with a very charming and intelligent and smart human being. I can still remember him now, Ryan Kelly. We were walking around Carlton and he said, "Jamie, let's pop in here." We just had this really kind of meaningful, at least to me, conversation on this bench about how difficult it can be to overcome those blocks in life, those resistances, those things that stop you writing songs, that stop you creating. And if anything, you could apply this to kind of existential resistance in life that I've experienced, that I still experience. That's the whole point. It doesn't go away. So make sure what you're doing is worth your time. We wandered through this beautiful kind of coffee district of Melbourne, Australia, and we went into this bookstore. For some reason, to me, the older I get, actually, because I didn't read too much as a kid, but the older I get, bookstores have this special place now. They're kind of like the place that I go when I'm stressed. I remember getting into London recently and just so many people and so many things I'm trying to do and a lot of stress I put on myself, but I found a Waterstones and I just walked around it. Picked up books, looked at blurbs, looked at some authors that I love and went, okay, cool, that's how they do this. This is what I could think about. It's peaceful. So Ryan and I, back in Australia, we're in that bookstore and he wanders through and he goes, "Jamie, I want to get this for you." I was like, well, this is crazy. You know, you go to the side of the world and someone wants to buy you a book about creativity. This person who's given value to me and still does give value to me buys me this book. It's called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. This is something that Ryan had brought up when we were hanging out. And I'd heard of it. Again, it's one of those beautiful things that you kind of, you hear about it and you think, oh, it sounds good. But Ryan bought it for me, handed it to me in this lovely little paper, brown paper bag. And I took it back with me to France. And the irony of this is the book is about resistance. This is Stephen Pressfield's, I would call it a classic. It's pretty much a cornerstone of the creative industry, the publishing industry. And the irony is that that book about resistance sat on my shelf for about 6 or 7 months. And Ryan started working with me and talking to me. We were kind of interacting. He'd go, "Jamie, have you taken the time to read the book yet?" And I was like, resistance. Even another time he kind of mentioned, he said, "Have you done it yet?" Resistance. And even on a group call we had where he'd literally bought me this book. And I realize now it's like kind of offensive how long it took me to read this. And I just appreciate him as a human being for not being worse than he was. He was so charming and funny about it. It took me so long to read it because guess what? I was scared that what I would read would show me up to be exactly the person that I thought I was, that I am, scared. Feeling resistant, finding any way to avoid jumping in and diving into the work that I know is important. And of course, people are very kind and they say, "Hey, well, you've done this for so long, this podcast, or you've been coaching for a while, or but always putting work in. And I actually spoke to my cousin Alistair last night, and he's always been someone that's been so, so supportive and brings the light to what I do and highlights that, oh, I have been fighting resistance for a long time, my whole life, in fact. And even Iz Hambalelli as well. She was so kind. And her dad, Daniele, who's on the show. Get another example of how this show changes my life, giving me opportunities, which only adds to the resistance sometimes. But those guys highlight that, yes, I have been battling resistance, but still I get bought a book on resistance by someone I respect and learn from in a beautiful country on the other side of the world that came about because of the podcast. And that book still sits on my shelf for 6 or 7 months. Like, what the hell do I know about resistance? This is why I'm jumping on and doing this, because it's really important to get to the root of this thing. Again, I love what Seth Godin said, is like, there's you, there's the fear, and there's the thing you want to do, the change you want to bring. So it took me so long to read that book, but eventually I popped it open and I read it, I would say in a couple of hours. Just sat there, jaw dropped. Classic kind of immersion of, okay, jealous, very jealous of this book. This is a fantastic book. I really wish I'd written it. That was the first thing I thought. I wish I knew this about creativity. Then there was this other feeling of going, damn, this has called me out again. And there's anger and there's kind of that critical mind that's like, well, he's this. Well, this is that. Well, this isn't quite this. And there are other things in the book that genuinely are not how I see creativity, but you cannot get around the idea that essentially, until you do the thing you said you're going to do, until you do the thing that you need to do today, that you're best set up for, the thing that brings most value in the world, until you do that, you're not going to feel good. And this funny, crazy thing happens that as I'm reading the book and just realizing how much of a slouch I've been for not reading this book that someone's decided to buy me with their own money. Again, that can't be looked past to the kind of weight and the commitment to this book, which is maybe what created the resistance to me. But when I started reading, I was like, okay, this is what I have to do now. This is what I have to do. I have to show up consistently with the things I find difficult. No matter what happens, no matter whether I'm paid for it, not paid for it, whether people listen or they don't listen, this is the thing that I'm learning, is that provided it's not stupid, provided it doesn't give any value to people, I need to do it. And if anything, the fact that this guy bought me, Ryan, bought me this book, Other Side of the World, because of a podcast that I started with Callum about songwriting, things I want to do, there is not a better example of that being valuable to someone. So that was what it was. That was the fight. That's still the battle as I speak about it now. I have to go, wow, part of me hates that book because it just is a mirror. Most people don't want to look in mirrors. Most people don't want to realize what's wrong or that they have the time to do the things they want to do. Guess who's most like that? Definitely me. I can still think of things in life that cause me resistance, like using social media or finally getting into some of the more dry administrative parts of my business and building that properly. Those things I have a huge amount of resistance towards. And even now, if we take a segment as like, what is resistance? I believe it's kind of one of two things, or it's actually two of the same thing. It's fear of failing, and actually deep down, if you've chosen the right thing, fear of succeeding. That's the one that's scariest to me, is that what if this actually goes well? Because currently, at least my narrative that I'm working really hard now at 29, to turn around, is that maybe I do deserve things to go well. Maybe I do. And the scary thing is that this thing I'm trying to do is going well, might go well. That's even scarier, because the narrative so far is that I've failed, that I've not achieved what I want, that I've not got to the place where I want to be. But more and more that I go through this podcast, more and more I try and take these huge leaps, like this trip to LA, because of this podcast, because of you guys, because of every single piece of this story, I took that trip. And that's another big, very difficult, challenging chapter, which I tried to go through in the podcast and maybe will pop up later in the year. But that, again, was like kind of a form of expression as to, okay, you can either resist this or you can go and do it. You can take a swing based on the value of this podcast, and actually you can prove to yourself that maybe you do deserve things to go okay, or at least you deserve to go there. You deserve to try it, to challenge yourself, because life is, especially with kind of recent family news, like life is very short. So I'm going to continue to try and live it like this, but that just means that I'm going to be fighting this resistance every single day. And if anything that you take from this episode, I would love it to be if there's anything you take from this episode, forgive me, I would love it to be that you're going to hang with this thing, and it's going to be around, and it'll be in different forms. It will manifest itself differently, maybe each day. And I think that's the beauty of what Stephen Pressfield writes about, is that you might beat resistance one day, but the more you beat it, the more kind of crafty and cunning it will become. If you beat it in quite a linear way, then it'll become something quite difficult to get hold of. Maybe you're manifesting you thinking you need to do this certain thing. Or in my case, you know, the podcast has always been consistent and the songwriting hasn't always been that consistent. You know, my client work and the podcast have always been consistent, thankfully. But I have to really push myself to go and find artists I want to work with, to go and create opportunities in that world, as I always talk about. And there's a resistance there too. And you can go crazy, as I do sometimes, particularly today. And you think there's resistance everywhere. But guess what? That's the perfect form of it, because that stops you doing things. Well, there's resistance everywhere, so what can I do? This kind of analysis paralysis is, that is also resistance. So again, if you want to take anything from this episode, the most useful thing would be that there's going to be so many things to try and stop you doing what you're doing, mainly yourself. And the idea that maybe it'll go well. Maybe you won't fail. And even if you do fail, right? Great. You've made some progress. You've done something. And I think another great way to think about it is something Ryan Kelly brought up on one of our group calls about the war of art. And I still remember it now. Just his energy and this wisdom that he has when talking about creativity. Because again, he suffered to create, as all of us have. I think arguably the whole point of this is that we suffer to create. But he said it as though in the morning you wake up. Well, picture, you know, 15, 20,000 BC, you're a hunter. You wake up in the morning and you know in your bones that at some point today, you need to go out into the cold, into the wild, maybe on your own, maybe with others. And all you have is a spear. What you need to do is find the energy, not food, like you go into a supermarket where you know you can get it later. You can miss a couple meals, whatever, it happens. You can go and find it the next day. Even if the worst things happen, as we saw through COVID, people spring back. They find their way to support us in a way that we can go and buy food every day. But back to the idea that you don't know if that beast, that herd is going to pass again through the forest. So you know that day when you wake up, you have to go out there, you have to fight, you have to hunt, you have to use those skills that you have to get something that you need. Again, there's you, there's the fear, and there's the work. But when you do go out into the cold, go out into the forest, sit for hours and maybe think that, again, the whole time, right? What's the resistance in his head? Oh, just go back. You're not going to find it. You know, you might be a failure. You know, what if you do it? What if you don't? What if you fail? All of these things were a lot more important then, right? We're just talking about creativity now. We're not talking about feeding our families or our village. But it's the same idea that when they're about to go hunting, the resistance is strongest. And then as they pick up the spear, as they kind of get towards the door, maybe the resistance is finding even more maniacal ways to stop you going and doing this. But once you go out there, once you're in the wild, once you bring back that meal to the tribe, you are celebrated. You are seen for someone who's done that important work to provide for others, to provide for yourself too, of course. Then Ryan said, once you've done that, there's no better feeling. You've overcome it that day and you'll float through the rest of your day into the evening. And then this beautiful, I remember it now, he kind of said, and then the end of that evening, the end of that perfect day, you've got up, you've fought the resistance, you've overcome it, you've done the thing you need to do, and you've floated on the rewards through that evening, maybe telling stories to other people and enjoying that feeling of being necessary, purposeful, meaningful. Something starts to creep in at the end of that day, because you know tomorrow you have to do the same thing. The dragon is going to grow back. The fear is going to return. And every single day you wake up, you know you need to go back at it. You know you need to find a way to create. That's what that is, creating something you didn't have before. And I love the way that Ryan said that. It's that kind of picture and journey I have in my head of waking up, the cold, the dark, knowing you need to do something. I mean, I'm replacing doing a podcast episode or doing some work with providing for my family and hunting in the village. It's not the same thing, but the idea, as Stephen Pressfield even put it, is that that is what we have. You wake up, you have to take on something that is difficult, that you might fail at, that there is something on the line with. But once you do that, you don't have a better feeling through the day. And I know finishing this episode actually is somewhat maybe why I rush sometimes and fumble words, because I'm excited to get it done because I know that I would have achieved something today. Among other things, maybe that I have achieved that don't feel as meaningful, don't feel as precious and kind of vibrant and difficult and alive as this. Because this is me versus me. That's a dangerous thing. This is me versus me as to what I want to do. It's the same for you as songwriters. If you're trying to create something, this resistance is going to be difficult. And again, like I talked about earlier, there's Ryan Holiday for the Daily Stoic and there's Seth Godin for his blog. What do those guys do every day? They don't just talk about it, they also do it. And I love Ryan Holiday talking to Tim Ferriss about this as well. Again, Tim Ferriss, Ryan Holiday, Seth Godin, that triangle. I'd love to be in that conversation. Ryan Holiday talks about how he writes from sort of 8:30 every day, maximum till midday. He says if he's still writing at midday, that's been a very productive day. Or he stuttered and stopped. We talk about Griff Hosker as well, very similar. Get up and just do it. Because they know the hardest bit of their day is that. And the thing that's going to be most likely to let them be present with their family, to not have this resistance bubbling and turning it into someone irritable or distant, or at least that's where I go. If you do the thing in the day, do the thing in the morning, get it done, you'll feel the bloom, the blessing throughout the day. And without going off on too many tangents, that to me is my attempt talking about resistance. I have to thank Ryan Kelly again for buying me that book that sits behind me, and it's kind of like it's tapping me on the shoulder right now going, hey, come on, do this. You know that if you don't do this, the resistance is going to build up. And that's the next thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about what we can actually do to put ourselves in a position to be ready, to be resilient, and to want to take on this resistance. Because as I've said, it doesn't necessarily get easier. And regardless of what I think, it's always going to be there. The only time it's gone is when you're done. I think you know what that means. So what can we do? I think there are 6 things we can try and do every day. And again, much like resistance, but in a positive way, if you don't get them today, you can get them tomorrow. And if you get them today, well done, you've got to do it again tomorrow. And also the idea of stacking. So I'll talk about the 6 in just a moment because you might know about them. But I was talking to Ben Wilson, I would say 2 days ago, and he brought up this thing called stacking, emotional stacking. His partner is just finishing her master's in therapy, which is awesome. And he talked about this idea of emotional stacking that, again, throughout the day, you could probably put this in parallel with resistance, is that throughout the day, emotions arise. Things happen to us. If we don't address them, they kind of stack up like layers of brick in a wall. So these are emotions that are piling up. I want you to imagine this kind of building higher and higher, is that if you go further and further through your day without addressing the emotions that are causing you problems, they stack on top of each other until you get to a point where you cannot take anything else. And you might get to your afternoon or your evening and something small happens. Still something significant, but something small happens and suddenly you lose it. Suddenly you snap, suddenly the rest of your day is ruined and there's nothing you can do to come out of it. If any of us can kind of relate to that, I would definitely put my hand up. But I think that's a beautiful kind of parallel to resistance. Is that if you don't take on the resistance, extending it past just a day, even a week, if you don't take on resistance, it builds and builds and builds and really can pull you apart. And emotional stacking is a really important part of that as well. So thanks to Ben for bringing that up. And I think I can relate to that, is that if I go through a day, in fact, even a week like last week, had I not taken the time to sit in the thing that sucks, thing that's really difficult that I would love to not be having to worry about or think about, if it's a personal thing or a work thing, if I didn't sit with that, I'd be in a much worse position now. And of course I did, you know, I really got to a point where I was kind of snapping and not much fun to be around, but I felt like I tried to handle that as well as possible. And this parallel between stacking and resistance is now something I'm trying to form as we do this. I think it's relevant. So emotional stacking and resistance. You guys are smart enough to be able to pick that apart and apply it, but just remember, check out emotional stacking, go and see that, and the War of Art, Resistance. You can see some really good kind of summaries as well. This has been a summary. And I want to leave you guys with six things that you can do every single day to give yourself the best chance to be in a position to take on that resistance every day. Again, if we accept that resistance is just this heavy weight, this dragon, this thing we have to push every day and fight every day to do the things that we love, then there's six things I want you to think about. The first one, sleep. It's very simple. And any of these six things, you know, what's the definition of your meaningful and healthy interaction with either of these or all of these six things every day? I want you guys to think about that. How do you do it? How do you best interact with the following? Sleep, sunlight, movement, mindfulness, diet, and relationships. So again, emotional stacking sits as a part of that. Resistance is the thing you're trying to use these to take on. But how do they work? Very simply, sleep. I slept about 7.5-8 hours last night. That's the goal. It can be very simple. What are your numbers? It varies between people, depending on age, depending on what you do, how you are. Everyone has their own needs. Everyone has their own kind of mixture of things that might affect your sleep. But again, can you have a meaningful interaction with sleep every single day? Sunlight. Today, I might struggle because it's a bit overcast. However, I can still do my best to get in the sun, to get some kind of sunlight because it's so important. So depending on where you are in the world, depending on your ethnicity, depending on your age, depending on all sorts of things, your amount of sun, concentration of sun, and how you can get it, where you can get it, will change. So there's some really cool stuff out there. But think about that. Sun, sleep. Those two things you can try and go for every single day. Next one is movement. Again, everyone has different needs in terms of movement, but really think about it. Be honest with yourself. That's what this requires as well with resistance is, can you be honest with yourself that you've done what you need to do for your movement that day? And I'll fluctuate. You know, there'll be months where I don't do a huge amount. And then like the other day, decided to run a crazy amount of distance, which was part grief, part processing, part sadness, part jet lag, part all of these things that are important. But I decided to go and express that physically. And in my head, I thought, if my brain is going to throw up all of these things that are trying to crush me, what I'm going to do is show it that if that happens, I'm going to fight back. I'm going to take it out for a massive run. Or I'm going to go for a workout. I'm going to do these things that hopefully are positive because you can't always control. Or at least I'm doing my best to disprove that, but I feel like it's difficult sometimes to beat your programming. So if your programming is firing horrible shit at you, what can you do to get on the other side of it? That'll be movement. So exercise, even simply as well. Mindfulness. This one I often forget. So I have a good friend of mine, I wish, called Eckhart Tolle, and his audiobook on my phone so that if I'm having a difficult time, I'll pop it in. I love Alan Watts as well. For some reason, Alan Watts really sits in that world too. People that bring me to the present moment. Alan Watts and Eckhart Tolle. But if you are already across mindfulness, fantastic. And again, all of these things is have a meaningful interaction in your own way. You do not need to follow someone else's 11-step program that's, if missed step 6, you're screwed. It's not like that. It's that how do you feel like you can get your sleep, get your sunlight, do your kind of movement, get your kind of mindfulness. And then diet is one of those ones. Again, there's some fluctuation, some change. Everyone has their own needs. But this one's kind of pretty solid. Like knowing the foods that really don't roll with you. Or, I mean, I personally love like spicy stuff or sugary stuff. So you have to be careful because that, for me, it really affects how I feel for better or for worse. So being smart with that. And the final one, relationships. Relationships are the most important thing in your life. Period. As Lauren would say, period. That's the most important thing. And I don't just think for the six or for this understanding of kind of resistance and creativity, but I talk about the idea of luck in the six. So even just breaking down luck in between kind of two, it's two halves. Half of it's preparation, but the other half is opportunities or even relationships or people that you know. So again, I talk about it sometimes, but relationships is the only aspect of life that comes up on this side of it. So what you need to do every day to feel good. And also what you need to take care of, cultivate and build on and work on and get really good at to have a career, to really excel in any area of your life. Because really, what is it? This whole world is a culmination of relationships. If they're kind of for a few minutes with someone or for a number of years in a kind of even a shallow way for a long period of time, that requires a certain kind of relationship. So overall, this idea of resistance, I really hope you've got hold of that. And check out Stephen Pressfield, The War of Art. We've talked about it also on this show a couple of times. And that's a hugely important idea. But as I said, there's kind of your Tim Ferriss, Seth Godin, Ryan Holiday. There's so many great people that talk about this or around the subjects. I think Stephen Pressfield is someone that's not as accessible. So if you love to watch things, there's other people talking about it. Simon Sinek as well is fantastic. Then take that and think, okay, well, this is a given. This is not something I can avoid. Neither do I want to avoid it. Because if I'm avoiding it, it means that I'm probably spiraling. I'm probably doing things I don't want to do. I'm struggling with things. I'm kind of putting up with more from myself than maybe I need to. And if I got through into the resistance, be in a position where I'm feeling great. I'm actually on top of today. And there are so many examples of this, but it's kind of that simple feeling of I have a task, I overcome the task, I feel better afterwards. It's absolutely everywhere. And something to maybe add as well is that if you are scared about something, I have a tattoo here on my right wrist that reminds me that the feeling of fear and excitement is the same in the body. So you have to choose, which is very hard as well. It's not a simple thing, but the reason I have it tattooed is it's constant reminding me is that if you're scared of something, it's because there's something on the line. You're excited for it. Tell yourself you're excited for it. Because if there's a fear involved, that means that should you overcome it, you'll be able to have some kind of confidence. So if there's fear, then you can have some confidence afterwards because there's something on the line. So it's the same thing as if you're scared of something, there might well be a reward. Unless it's just something completely out of the context of this conversation. It's very difficult and very different. But just remind yourselves that if I'm scared of something, that means I'll be able to have some kind of confidence afterwards. If something's difficult, I might be able to get a skill. Again, all feeding into that pool of confidence that maybe every time you come up against this dragon, or every day that you come up against resistance, if you've got some stuff in your pocket of confidence, like I said, doesn't necessarily make the battle any easier, but you know you've done it before. That's kind of irrefutable. You can't ignore that. So that might be the only way to, ironically, to get through resistance is to have done it before and to continue to do it. So I'll do my best to do that. And if I fall off, I'm a human being. But with you guys, ask yourselves, what is causing resistance in your life? How does it manifest for you? And what do you need to do to get through it? Not around it or over it, through it. How do you get through it? And what work might that be? And is that work beneficial to you? Because I think that's kind of the qualification of this process. But again, check out The War of Art. It's a fantastic book. You can get it down below in the description, I also believe. Thank you very much for listening. If you made it this far, this is quite a thick episode that's really going into the idea of creativity in quite a strange way. And as much as I don't fully agree with everything Stephen Pressfield does, that's just my resistance, trying to get around the idea that this is kind of human. And even he says as well, you know, he's writing this book, but he kind of credits it to the muses. This is something, a truth of humanity, if you want. So if you want to avoid it, fine. But I would recommend you go through it based on what we talked about today and give yourself a chance at those six things you can do every day. Be wary of emotional stacking and those kind of parallels between resistance and emotional stacking. So look after yourself. Enjoy this because it's not going anywhere. Resistance, thank you very much.